for calling Maxon Engineering. If you know your party's extension, please enter it now. For a directory, please press 2 or press 0 to leave a message in the general mailbox.
Please enter 3 or more letters of the person's first name, then press the pound. 4.
Steve Maxon.
Press 1 to enter a new. Please hold a moment.
This is Steve.
Hey, Steve. This is Mike. I'm calling over with the Bank of Cardiff. How are you doing today?
I'm doing great. How about you?
Good, thanks. Hey, I don't know if you recall or not, but I know we were kind of trading back a little some emails. It looks like I think when you're on vacation, mm-hmm. yeah. So
yeah, you know, and we actually were able to work out the pending situation that we had in the short term, and we were also able to increase our SBA line of credit.
That's good then. Yeah.
So. Okay. I think we're good for now, but appreciate you guys reaching out.
Okay, well, yeah, definitely, yeah. So, you know, as long as you're good right now. But, yeah, definitely feel free if there's any, you know, need in the future. If you guys are, you know, looking to bring anything on there, you know, definitely feel free to reach out to us. We would like to, you know, see if we can get your guys' business too as well, okay?
So tell me a little bit about your program. What is it? It's just a revolving line of credit, or is it a one-time loan?
No, I mean, it's different. I mean, it's similar to a line of credit. I mean, we have a couple different programs. I mean, the equipment financing, we have equipment financing and working capital. So it looks like you would have like kind of fit in with both of those, because if you guys are looking for specific equipment, you know, a lot of that, it's basically, you know, financing, getting you the money, you know, specifically for that, those, you know, those, that equipment. But with our working capital, what that is it's almost like a, it's basically unsecured cash loan, where basically we tend to free up about 10 to 15% of your gross annual sales. And we'll free that up, and we'll just basically send whatever we can get you approved for, we'll send that over to your business bank account, and then you guys can use that towards anything that you guys want to apply that to. And then we have like a you know, different kind of paybacks available, where it's like daily, weekly, and monthly. So they let you basically decide which terms that are available. We'll let you choose which ones you guys would like to accept.
So I guess our needs are typically we just need a credit line, and somebody's late in paying, and you know, it's, we need a couple hundred thousand for a month or two, and then we pay it off. So do you have a program that works like that?
Yeah, that's probably would be the working capital then, because we'll base it off like your gross annual sales. Like, say you're eligible for, let's say, like 500,000. If you only need like 100,000, then you can decide to just choose that 100,000. You don't have to take that full amount out. That just shows you what we have you eligible to take out. So like, say you only decide to take out the 100,000, then that other remaining is available for you in the future. And then while you're making payments back, you know, they can also kind of rework the terms on there to basically be in your favor, to kind of, because what we do is we actually provide like discounts as far as if paying back early and things like that too as well. So that would probably be the best program that we would have that would probably help you out if you're looking to just kind of.
What kind of annualized rates do you typically have on those?
They're going to vary on there, because, you know, it depends on like the terms. So, you know, obviously if you guys can get like a, you know, a really good, you know, high amount, and then, you know, a long term, that's generally going to mean that you guys have, you know, some good, really good positive lending history in the past. So the rates are going to be really good on there. It's going to range on there. I mean, I've seen them kind of all over the place. You know, we have programs where there's, you know, close to 0%, but it doesn't necessarily mean you would actually get that. But I'm just kind of using that as an example. We have some that are very, very low. But then, you know, it's like a company that's kind of just starting out, you know, doesn't really have too much, you know, credit history or anything like that, or, you know, business sales, you know, the rates might be a little bit higher because it's a little bit more risky. So a lot of those are going to kind of play a factor in there too as well.
And what do you guys typically see on the high end of the range?
On the high end, I mean, the highest I've seen, I mean, you can get some in the, like, the high teens, even some on the percentage rates.
Okay. Yeah. So, and if we foresee that we need this, how much lead time do we need to go through the application process with you before we can have the funds
transfer. Yeah, well, I mean, the process is really quick, too. I mean, it's generally, obviously if all the paperwork's, set in right away, it's generally we can get you an answer in about 24 hours. And then sometimes the funds can even get in within about 48 hours. So that's why it's a lot of people will use us, because it's like really quick, and it's really good if you have like a quick emergency, or if you have a big project that's kind of just showed up all of a sudden that you guys need some upfront cash that you guys need to fund really quick, or take care of any payroll or anything like that. It's really quick to just like kind of get that. And that's another thing too as well. If you have something coming up later on, what you can always do is check in and see if maybe. You can always check and see what you're eligible for if you apply, and then you don't have to necessarily accept those terms right away. They're actually the agreement's actually good for about 90 days. So, like, say you were to apply now, if anything comes up within the next like 60 days, whatever ones we actually approved you for, it'll still be available for you later on too. So you can take it out at a later time.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, and you sent me that application, because we are in, like, a major growth mode right now.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm actually helping a couple of, it was architect firms, too, as well, where they're wanting to, they have all these projects where they just need some upfront money, right now to kind of take care of cash flow problems that they're having.
Yeah.
So.
Let's see. Sorry, what was your name again?
My name is Mike, yeah.
And your last name?
Samson.
Samson.
I'm yeah.
Finding that email. Okay.
Yeah.
So
it would have been
that's right.
Samson,
it was like,
yeah.
I was having trouble with, I tried to go to that website, and can you just send me like a PDF of the application?
Yeah, I can do that, yeah. Yeah, okay. I mean, and actually that's the best way to do that is actually what you would need to do. I think I sent the whole, let me send you more of the info, because what it is, I'll send you like what you actually need to get started, because I just wasn't sure if you were looking also do the equipment financing part, but it sounds like working.
Yeah, we don't need anything on the equipment side. I mean, we're basically a services firm, so
okay.
Our expansion
is
really hiring new staff, paying recruiting fees to hire the new staff.
Okay, yeah, that's what you kind of told me on the email too, yeah.
Yeah, paying
yeah.
payroll until we, on large new projects, until we start getting paid back by the owner, so.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay,
well,
yeah,
I mean,
if you can send me the PDFs, because I have this attachment, or this email here from you,
mm-hmm.
That
yeah, it was kind of just a vague. It just shows our website. Yeah, so I mean,
okay.
Yeah, I'll send something that has exactly what the application is and what you would need to provide us to get started. Were you guys looking at a certain amount that you were looking for, or?
I'd have to run some numbers, but it would probably be on the order of like 300.
300. Okay. And then you said you're just kind of using it more for like just like kind of cash flow and helping with like the recruiter fees and all that kind of stuff, right?
Exactly. And cash flow until, our typical cycle is we get a contract, we start working on it.
Yeah.
And I might have 5-6 people working on a project for a month or 45 days before we can invoice the architect.
Mm,
and then the architect gets through their billing cycle, and that maybe takes another 15-30 days. It gets in front of the owner, and then it's a net 30 or a net 60 days.
That's what you get a lot of, yeah.
it's 90 days before I start getting that money back. So it just we get into crunches sometimes with those things.
Yeah, definitely. Did you guys have like a? Are you guys looking to get it by a certain time right now, or are you kind of just interested in seeing like the like kind of what's out there right now?
I'm just interested in seeing what's out there because we got through this
crunch. Yeah, the line of credit.
Because,
yeah.
With the line of credit, but the next 4 months or through the end of the year, we just have a lot of big projects that are kind of bouncing around and. There's a lot of uncertainty, so if I had an option like this to know that I could, get that money to hold us over for a month or two, that'd be great.
Okay. Well, you know, I don't know if you have some more time too as well. I mean, I have, if you would like, I can always have one of my senior advisors. He can go over a little bit more on, you know, maybe a possible, you know, like what kind of terms you might be looking into on there. Did you have some time to talk with him right now? I can get him over and, you know, kind of discuss a little bit now.
I'd prefer, actually, if you can just send me the application, I can see what all you guys need. And you said it's good for 90 days, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, so it's really the next 90 days is probably when all this will get sorted out. So if it's not too much of a burden to just get the application done, I'll probably just get the application done.
Okay. Well, one quick thing, though, before the info I usually send on there, one other thing that's kind of optional, or, I mean, not really optional, but it's going to vary for each kind of each one of my clients. Do you guys take credit card payments, too, as well?
We do not, no.
We don't. Okay, that's perfect. Because, yeah, usually we'd need, like, merchant statements. But, yeah, if that's the case, then, yeah, that wouldn't be required. So, yeah, so what I'll do then, what it'll just be is a PDF copy of the application, and then I'll write a little short list of, like, the documents that you would need to send in with the application to get the process started.
Okay.
Okay.
And I guess, you know, you called me unsolicited, and I'm about to send you a bunch of confidential information. So what kind of assurances do you guys have that you're not, like, I don't know, criminals?
Well, yeah, I mean, no, I totally understand that, you know, like, obviously if you're kind of just getting a random call, but, I mean, you can look us up. I mean, like, we have one of our places we get a lot of reviews on are Google Plus. You can look us up there. I know it's kind of hard to, you know, really trust just going on our website, but if you want to look around on our website too as well, we have, you know, a lot of that. We've been around for 12 years, so it's I know they were a private business bank, so our name isn't really, you know, out there with a lot of people, so we kind of rely a lot on our you know, customer reviews, getting our name out that way. So that's what we're trying to do, is we're you know, a relationship type bank, so we're trying to just get, you know a lot of clients out there and get some good
and where are you guys based out of?
We're in San Diego, California.
Okay. Yeah. If you could just send me your DUNS number so I could check it out, that'd be great.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay. Thanks for your time.
Yeah, no problem. I'll send that over in a few minutes, okay?
Okay. Thanks. Have a good one.
All right. Thanks, Steve. Bye.
Bye.